My next guest is one half of a pretty chill duo of Australian musicians. And I tell you what, you know, you wouldn't meet a bunch of more laid-back guys than Busby Maru. And Tom Busby, who is partnered up with Jeremy Maru as part of that band, is with us now. G'day, Tom.
G'day, mate. I say, I'm not sure if my wife would be giving me that intro over the last couple of weeks, putting up with me with the Zelt coming out, but I'll take it.
I can imagine it probably does get a bit stressful behind the scenes. But look, you guys have gone from strength to strength. I remember years ago I interviewed the pair of you in the foyer of the Tamworth Council Chamber during the Country Music Festival, and you were an acoustic duo sort of just sort of kicking off, and now you're international superstars, ambassadors for the state of Queensland. It's all gone a bit haywire, hasn't it?
Mate, it has gone a bit crazy, but it, you know, for you that's been 5 years in, I suppose, in between drinks. But for us, it feels like, you know, you don't just all of a sudden go boom. I mean, some artists do, but for us, it's just little wins slowly over the course of time until you realise that, hang on a minute, look back, you've got four albums out, you're married, three kids, what happened there? It's just like, it's all a blur, but it's really exciting, and we're in a good position. Love it.
So the two of you come from fairly different backgrounds. How did you hook up in the first place?
Yeah, mate, we're Rocky boys. So Central Queensland, born and bred. But, you know, Jeremy's a Torres Strait Islander, and he's got, like, very proud heritage from up at the Torres Straits there in Murray Island. And he family kind of settled in Rockhampton. I didn't know him growing up. I'd heard of him and likewise. But, you know, I was a couple of years older, so I went away to uni and studied, and I'd come home as the big shot that had gone to the big city and would have my little guitar. But the only gigs I could really get was supporting Jeremy and his band, who was, you know, my best mate was the singer. And I was like, can I jump up and sing some love songs before you guys get up and sing your covers? And, you know, the girls loved them because Jeremy was just a freak on the guitar, as he still is. Mm. And I remember sitting there going, oh, I'm going to steal him. I'm going to steal him from him, mate. I'm going to pick the time, and then he's going to make me sound good. And basically, it's exactly what I did.
Your music has a very coastal sort of vibe about it. And I mean, growing up in Rocky, that's understandable. But one thing I've noticed about this latest single, and I sing along every time it comes on while I'm in the car, it's a sad song, but you still seem to make it feel sort of laid back and chill.
Mate, I know. I mean, it's not intentional. And I get it now, like looking back, we do have, you know, we have this laid back approach, and we're very much sing kind of music that we love listening to. And, you know, with all the sort of sad songs, they really connect. This one, you know, I don't know, it's kind of interesting hearing the way that you can sing about something that's so sad or important or emotional, but yet sort of make people clap and happy. It's a really strange thing. And then make that even more confusing. You've got a couple of blokes singing, you know, love songs up on stage with big beards, and looking unhealthy and dancing. And it must be confusing for the audience, but God, I would love to see that.
Most songwriters you talk to say that it is easier to write sad songs than it is happy songs. Is it difficult to write a sad song with a happy vibe?
Yeah, mate, well, yes. I'm going to say, I think this is probably the first time we've done it. I mean, we didn't mean it. I think we sort of started singing about, you know, drinking and, you know, God, we were making these sort of comments about, oh, yeah, I've been drinking too much and remembering these moments. And then it just sort of morphed into basically a little bit of a story about, you know, fun habits stop being fun. You know, and I go on and I tell a story that it's about, you know, generally the symptom is a broken heart, whether it's grief or, you know, some girl shattered you over the years, and the remedy is just to drink hard and fast. For our case, it was a bottle of whiskey.
It's very, very rock and roll. Over Drinking Over You has been on the airwaves for a little bit now and doing great guns. The album is out today, The Great Divide. Now, a lot of people probably look at that and go, there's probably some really deep political meaning to the album name, but I can't imagine with you guys there is.
No, mate. We kind of been saying this a little bit lately. We're not a political band, but we're an important band now that we understand that. He's a black fella and I'm a white fella, and you know we never wanted to go down that path of trying to use that as a platform for political views. But you know we've understood that what we stand for is a pretty is a pretty good message, if not the best way to send a message out to people, particularly the people we know. You know, it's not about drumming messages down their throat. It's about just living by good actions. And, you know, there's a couple of fellas up on stage, black and white, best mates, singing tunes. It's a from totally, totally different walk of life. And it's our own kind of story that combines together that creates the most colourful one. And that's what The Great Divide is about.
I want to talk about one song in particular that's on the album, which, as I said, is out today, The Great Divide. Tell us about Turn It Up. This has got a great story behind it.
Yeah, Turn It Up. Like, so we've renamed that song now. It started out with a real good vibe and a good pop-up kind of, you know, feeling, but then we had this idea to talk about Jeremy's father's story. He'd been telling me the story for forever. I never met Jeremy's dad. He passed away just before I came onto the scene, and but I really got a good feel of their culture and the Torres Strait Islander vibe, and I'd never known, you know, I didn't know too much about it. I knew a lot about the Aboriginal culture, but nothing about the Torres Strait. And Jeremy took me back to his island, back to his dad's village. Five planes, we got there. It was just the best experience ever. It explained so much to me. I understood a lot more about Jeremy. And we then wanted to tell the story about his old man making the journey from the islands over to the mainland, settling down, setting up camp, having his family. Jeremy is a black fella growing up in a white man's land, but still having a strong connectional tie, you know, to Torres Strait. And then him wanting to teach that cultural influence to his kids. And at the end of the day, you know, as much as it's got these cultural influences, it's a pop song about a son missing his father. And it's so good to sing. We've been singing it live in rehearsal, and it's the first time Jeremy actually takes a lead role. And so he's singing the chorus, and he's pretty nervous about that. But I find it vulnerable and quite sweet. I'm looking forward to that one.
Tell us about the backup singers you had on it.
Yeah, well, that's actually probably the most important part. We went over to the island. I did not know what to expect. Jeremy's a bit nervous. He's like the prodigal son. And then all his uncles, his aunties, his grandmother, they all came out with all these old classic cultural ancient drums and shakers and voices, and all the kids sat around. We went up to the school. We hung out right in the spot in the village on the water, right where his dad was born, played them the song. They didn't quite know what they were doing, but Jeremy said, trust me, they're all that musical, they'll understand. So we didn't even tell them we were going to be on the song. We just said, you guys want to sort of join in. And wow, did they join in. And after a few times of running through this tune, they fell in love with it. And just, yeah, there's a spraying of absolute passion and harmony in there, singing about, you know, their cultural song and dance in a Busby Maru way. And at the time, they probably didn't realise. I've been told now that Jeremy said that we gave him an early mix of the song, and they've had it on spin for about 3 months on repeat up in the Murray Islands. So, yeah, hopefully we can go back there and put our own little concert one day.
Mate, I love it. I can't recommend the album enough. Tom Busby and Jeremy Maru, they are Busby Maru. The album is called The Great Divide. It's out today. Tom Busby, great to speak to you.
Yeah, you too. Really excited. And thanks to Triple M. All the listeners out there have been supporting us so much, particularly over this last year. It's so exciting, and we're really, really looking forward to getting these new music out into your ears.
Well deserved. Good on you, mate. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, mate. Have a cracker.
Good on you, mate. That's Tom Busby.